This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Several Pentagon generals met behind closed doors yesterday with members of the Senate Armed Services Committee. The subject was body armor. A secret Pentagon study disclosed in news reports last week found that 4 out of 5 Marines who died in Iraq from wounds to their torsos may have survived had their body armor been more complete. The officers later told reporters they're doing all they can to protect U.S. forces. Others question those efforts. NPR's David Wellner reports.
Although the Pentagon study suggests many dead Marines might be alive today had they worn more body armor, Marine Major General William Caddo insisted to reporters yesterday that Marines in Iraq get the equipment they need.
There's nothing more important to the Marine Corps than the protection of our Marines. And we're fielding the best body armor and protective equipment available, we think, in the world today. And as we have the opportunities to upgrade the equipment, we do that.
And Senator John Warner, the Republican chair of the Armed Services Committee, insisted that when it comes to body armor, Congress has not shortchanged U.S. forces in Iraq either.
There is no problem with regard to the funding or authorization legislation by the Congress. There is more than adequate money, has been, is, and always will be, to provide our troops with only the best equipment in the world.
Warner cautioned that adding more body armor could diminish a soldier's mobility. Still, Pentagon officials say both the Marines and the U.S. Army are now moving to provide side armor for all their forces in Iraq. Army Major General Jeffrey Sorensen said yesterday that 230,000 sets of these protective plates will be sent there this year.
I do not want to discuss the details of exactly when that will be done because I don't think it's pertinent at this point in time for everybody to know, specifically those that are against our soldiers in theater.
But Gordon Mello contends the Pentagon sending U.S. forces to Iraq with inadequate protection. This former Marine and Vietnam veteran from Somers, Connecticut, saw his 22-year-old son Gareth deployed to Iraq with the Marines in August, but without any body armor to protect his lower torso. Mello spent more than $500 on 2 pieces of body armor for his son that he'd fully expected the Marines to provide.
I was very, very surprised, but Gareth's mother and I, we certainly didn't hesitate to purchase the armor and have it shipped out to him. I wanted to do everything that was possible to provide additional protection to our son. He's our only son.
Mello says officers at a Marine base told him there's no money for the extra armor.
I visited our son out at 29 Palms before he deployed to Iraq and, got into some conversations there with some brass, and basically their answer was, it's not in the budget.
Connecticut Democratic Senator Christopher Dodd says there are many families like Mello's who've also dug into their own pockets to buy their loved ones body armor.
The most fundamental obligation that the Pentagon has to men and women uniform is to see to it they have the equipment they need. They're not getting it. And anyone who's looked at this knows this. And so my amendment that I'll be offering again here now will require that they provide this equipment.
Armed Services Chairman Warner, meanwhile, says he expects his panel will be holding hearings soon on whether U.S. forces have adequate body armor. David Wellner, NPR News.